What's up, everyone? Welcome to the May 12th edition of FanDuel Tournament Plays presented by Prize Picks. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can follow me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, you get one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum when you sign up and make a deposit at Prize Picks. Be sure to use the code Osmo to receive a 100% first deposit bonus up to $100. We have a four-game MLB slate tonight on FanDuel starting at, I believe, 6:35 Eastern. So keep in mind that it starts before the normal 7 o'clock Eastern time. But you do get an additional game on FanDuel compared to DraftKings. So that's nice. Makes the slate a little bit bigger. We're going to take a look at two of the top tournament stacks and two of the top tournament pitchers tonight, with it being a shorter slate, not doing all three because it's just more difficult with less teams, less stuff to talk about. But just keep in mind on these shorter slates that typically you do end up getting to spots that aren't as comfortable because you just have less options to choose from. In a lot of situations, it kind of just turns into, do I want to play something that doesn't feel great, or do I want to play the same thing everybody else is playing? You don't typically have those mid-range options where it's like, okay, well, they look pretty good, just not as good as the top spots like you do on bigger slates. So just keep that in mind when you're building your lineups. Starting with the top stacks, using the top stacks tool on the Osmo.com website. Number two, the Los Angeles Dodgers are facing Zach Wheeler tonight. And this is one of those spots I was referring to where you're never going to feel good about stacking against Zach Wheeler. But there are a couple of things that at least make it somewhat appealing tonight. For one, Wheeler is returning from the COVID list. And whenever a pitcher has been on the COVID list or the injury list, whichever, there's always at least a little bit more volatility when they come back because you don't know exactly what they're going to look like. You don't know if there's any level of rust or if they're going to struggle a little bit in their first start back. So that added volatility always makes them a little bit more appealing to target. And then Wheeler also has been good this year, but he hasn't been quite as good as we expect him to be, and as we typically see. Only a 22.5% strikeout percentage, 3.9 xFIP. And then, of course, the Dodgers also are just a very good offense in their own right. 109 WRC plus and a 152 ISO for the Dodgers this year. They're projected for about 8% ownership with a 13% chance of being the top scoring stack. And number one, the Cincinnati Reds taking on JT Brubaker. This is sort of the opposite of the Dodger spot, where Brubaker has been decent this year. He does have a 26% strikeout percentage, but a relatively high 4.21 xFIP, and he's allowed over a home run per nine innings. The Reds have been absolutely awful at the plate, an 81 WRC plus, 132 ISO, but Brubaker is one of, at the very least, one of the least proven pitchers on this slate, if not one of the worst, and the Reds are projected to be a bit under-owned with 8% ownership and a 15% chance of being the top-scoring stack. Now, looking at the top two FanDuel pitchers tonight. Number two, Tyler Anderson, projected for 7% ownership with a 17% chance of being the top scoring pitcher. He's overpriced at $9,200, and that's why you see the ownership so low. He also has a difficult matchup against the Philadelphia Phillies, who have a 106 WRC plus this year, but Anderson does have decent strikeout stuff. Overall this year, he struck out 24.2% of hitters. In the three games that he has started, he has struck out 23% of hitters. He's someone that if you were at this price on a full-size slate, you would pretty comfortably ignore him. But here, with only eight pitchers to choose from, Anderson is projected to go a bit under-owned. And number one, Taylor Hearn, $6,700 price tag, so very, very affordable. Projected for 16% ownership with a 19% chance of being the top-scoring pitcher. Hearn has been solid this year. He struck out 24.2% of hitters. He has a 3.57 xFIP, and he's got a fantastic matchup tonight against the Kansas City Royals. Kansas City has the lowest WRC plus in the major leagues at just 77 so far this season. Hearn's biggest issue this year has been that he does give up some power. He's allowed 1.3 home runs per nine innings, but the Royals have an ISO below 100, so this is just not a lineup that you're particularly concerned about doing a lot of damage, at least in terms of home runs go. So that sets up well for Hearn also. So to recap, the top two tournament stacks, number two, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and number one, the Cincinnati Reds. And the top two tournament pitchers, number two, Tyler Anderson, and number one, Taylor Hearn.